Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Ed Orzumin, Tommy Lugauer on the other side of the glass. We're live in a living color. The Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. So, I hear now, bro, I mentioned this to you earlier, I hear now that the Knicks, not only are they hot, even hotter now to sign Kevin Durant, but now they want to sign Klay Thompson, too.
Oh, you missed half of it. Yeah. They also want Brandon Roy and Yao Ming. Oh, they may come along, too. It's going to be the big four.
So it's Kevin Durant with his torn Achilles, Klay Thompson with his torn ACL. Let's go!
Dude, I got to tell you, that's
I don't mean to laugh at it. I'm just laughing at the Knicks.
No,
I
get it.
Not the injuries.
And believe it or not, jokes aside, there are Knicks fans suggesting that.
I'm sure there are.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Why would that surprise me?
There are legitimate opinions that, yeah, go max out those two guys. Take another year, and then you're ready to roll in 2021.
Without a doubt.
That was, I'll tell you, this NBA Finals is going to be memorable forever for a myriad of reasons. And last night's game was this epic finals game. It was entertaining. It was fast-paced. I thought there was intriguing coaching decisions. We see Golden State go to the zone. We see Toronto go to box and one. We're seeing all this crazy stuff. And then, I don't want to say it gets ruined, but Klay Thompson tears his ACL. Yeah. And in a WWE
after
moment.
He scored 30 points, too.
Yeah.
Well, after, I guess, 28 and then the two free throws he made, right?
He leaves the court. They're carrying him off. Someone informs him, hey, Klay, if you don't take your free throws, you're done. He says, oh, wait, I forgot. That wasn't a flagrant, so I have to go back out there. He goes back out there, hits two free throws with a torn ACL, does jumping jacks on the runway, is sprinting back and forth. The Warriors have a chance to force a game seven, and Fred Van Fleet said, eh-eh. And then we find out Klay Thompson tore his ACL.
Unbelievable.
And look, I've said this before. I want to see my team win a championship. You want to see a team win a championship. The Toronto Raptors have nothing to feel bad about.
Oh, come on. Of course not.
Okay? There is no asterisk. There's none of that.
Come on.
But as a basketball fan, man, that was a damn shame last night.
Yeah, no, you feel bad for the injuries. I mean, it took away from this series, if you want to look at it that way. It takes nothing away from Toronto. But, and look, they went into Oracle and won all three games there. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Golden State couldn't win a game at home in this series.
Yep.
So, it takes nothing away from what the Raptors accomplished here. You know, they were the better team. Kawhi had an unbelievable series. But I think we'll remember it for the injuries to Durant and Thompson. I think you'll always remember that. You know what I mean?
I think we also may look back on it as the changing of the guard. I mean, we are entering a world right now where the NBA is going to look extremely different a few months from now. And I think it's a good thing, not the injuries, but I think it's a good thing that when we start next year, for the first time in a very, very long time, we are going to have the most wide open NBA that I recall in the last couple of decades.
I would agree. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to all these guys. Durant, Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. Where are they? What happens now? You know?
It's fascinating. I mean, the Warriors right now, if they sign both guys, and they should, that's what I would do. I'd re-sign both guys to max contracts and say, we're going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Next year, the Steph Curry led. And they should. Don't you think they should?
Yeah, no, I do.
They're different. They're not the Knicks. They're not the Nets. No. They're the Warriors.
Look, I think that both of those guys coming off the injuries, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I really do.
And I think the Warriors shouldn't get cheap. I think they should say, we're going to show loyalty to you guys. And I think you're going to have Steph Curry trying to battle it out. And you saw the future. because you saw how the Raptors basically said, we're not going to let Steph Curry beat us. And when Steph did get two good looks in the final 4 minutes of this game, especially at the end, he flat out missed it.
He missed.
No offense to him.
Yep.
But to me, this game moved. This game ended in this two-minute sequence with about 5 minutes to go. The Raptors are down by three. It's about 5 minutes to go. And Fred VanVleet gets fouled shooting a three. That moment changed everything. He makes the three free throws. Steph misses a shot. Then I think the Draymond Green thing happened. Remember when Draymond played great defense against Siakam, forced the turnover? He's in transition. He's clearly fouled by Kyle Lowry. They don't call it. That changed everything. I felt from that moment, everything changed. And then there was miscommunication on a switch that left Fred VanVleet wide open for three. That put him up by three. At that point, he had scored 12 of the 18 Raptor points. Draymond turns the ball over on the next possession. That was it. That 2.5 minute sequence led by, of all people, Fred VanVleet. That was it. And I think that's how the Toronto Raptors won their first NBA title. That 3 minute stretch, especially that non-call, because Draymond was fouled by Kyle Lowry. And then Draymond's complaining about it.
Well,
which I understand. I get why he was complaining.
Of course.
You got to get back and play D, but he was fouled. And then the Raptors won themselves their first NBA championship.
Hey, you know, I think it's good. I really do. I mean, it's refreshing to see a different team win. I got to tell you, I mean, I understand it doesn't make it any better for the teams you and I root for, but I mean, it's nice to see a different team. I mean, and let's be honest with this, too. I understand how great Kawhi Leonard is. Was there really anybody that thought the Toronto Raptors would win the NBA title this year? Was there anybody? Who?
I
Kawhi
think
Leonard?
That, you know what I
Nick
think?
Nick Nurse?
If we go back to the beginning of the season, I remember right before the season, me, you, Jerry, we sat around during one of his updates and said, who's coming out of the East? And what I thought was really cool is we all had three different teams. I had Milwaukee. I was wrong. You had Boston. You were wrong.
Yep.
And by the way, I think Jerry may have actually had Toronto.
Maybe. He might have.
I think the Raptors were in the discussion because the East was wide open once LeBron
left.
They
had the second best record in the league
well,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, you know.
And I think we all agreed that the Raptors needed to do something after all those postseason failures. And it sucked that it cost them the coach of the year and a real good player in DeMar DeRozan. But let's face it, they had to do it, and it worked.
Yeah, of
and
course
so,
it worked.
You know, I tweeted this last night. I feel bad for DeMar DeRozan. I do. Because the guy gave his heart and soul to the Toronto Raptors, and he wanted to be there. Now, I think the Raptors did the right thing. I think Masai Ujiri made absolutely the right call.
If they don't make the Kawhi Leonard trade, let's be honest, they don't win the NBA title.
And even if they didn't, I always thought it was the right call. I thought it was the right risk. I always did, because even if Kawhi left after 1 year, then you just knock it down and you start over.
Right, right.
But I did feel bad for the guy, because DeMar DeRozan wanted and left it all out there. The problem was, he wasn't good enough.
That's the bottom line.
And Kawhi Leonard was.
How about him?
And the guys around him. And it's funny. I remember at the beginning of the playoffs, we were talking, and I was saying to you, you know, Toronto's deeper. You know, Philly isn't as deep. And I remember after the first round, you said, you know, Toronto doesn't look that good. And I said to you, you're right. These guys just haven't played well. And Fred VanVleet stunk.
Right,
couldn't hit a shot.
Right.
Danny Green couldn't hit a shot.
Right.
And it's amazing how those guys really stepped it up from the latter part of the second round on. Because remember how blah they were in the first round and a half?
How close did they come to being eliminated? I mean, you know, Kawhi hits that shot at the end of Game 7 to beat Philadelphia. They're down 2-0 to Milwaukee. They look like they're on their way maybe to getting swept, like they're going to lose Game 3. And they pull Game 3 out in overtime. And it all kind of turned from there for them.
Yeah.
Really did.
I think that Kawhi was great from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
But to win this NBA title, it was always going to take more than Kawhi Leonard. Plus Kawhi being awesome.
Well, he has
But
to
it
be.
Was going to take more.
Yep.
And
yep.
they got the more.
They did.
Whether it was Pascal Siakam, whether it was Gasol at times. Not last night, but at times.
Right. Lowry played very little. Lowry had a very good series.
How about
too.
The way he started this game?
Yeah, no doubt about it. He had a very good series.
And
give him credit.
And Fred VanVleet.
I feel good for him because he's a lifetime Raptor, basically.
Yeah, yeah. He was the survivor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly
think about
right.
it.
Yep, yep.
But it was a great effort around Kawhi, and as far as Steph was concerned, he saw his future. Because his future is that kind of harassment, that kind of attention, and that kind of, you're the guy.
Yep.
And what's funny is the way this Warrior dynasty began was LeBron having no one. Kevin Love was hurt. Kyrie Irving, my guy, was hurt. And the Cavs had nobody. Remember that first NBA Finals?
Yep. Yep.
And if this is the end of the Warrior dynasty, and I'm not saying it is, I think it's going to be on a temporary leave next year, but it could be back 2 years from now. Look at the way it may have ended with the opposite, with Steph Curry being the one looking around. I mean, certainly Draymond played well, and Iguodala played well.
He did.
But his stars weren't there. Klay gets hurt. Durant gets hurt. And you could see it in the final quarter of this game. He just didn't have any help.
No. They didn't have, yeah, look, I mean, you know, look, I don't see how they were winning this series without Durant to begin with. I mean, and we could go to that. Let's be honest. You know, as Van Gundy said, in the one game Durant, the 11 minutes he played in game five, thought, you know, this is nonsense that the Warriors are a better team without Durant, because they're not. So, you know, I will say this, though, because I don't love the Warriors. I hope it's done for them. I hope it's over for them. They had their run. They had their 5 years in the finals. They won three championships. That's enough. See ya.
What if I told you that their replacement in the NBA Finals representing the West would be the Anthony Davis, LeBron James-led Lakers? You'd prefer that? You can't say you'd prefer that.
I don't know if I'd prefer it.
Okay.
But, I don't know if that's happening either.
You know what? You know what should happen?
I don't know where all that is at this point in time.
Well right now.
What is LeBron now? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't bet against him, but what is he at this point, you know?
If I am, because it's funny to think about the Western Conference next year, and certainly Anthony Davis is going to play a big role in what this conference looks like. If he ends up with the Lakers, they'll have a great chance. If not, who's the favorite? Denver? Portland? Houston? Who's the favorite?
Yeah.
If I am the Denver Nuggets, the Portland Trailblazers, the Houston Rockets, I'll use the three of them. Don't you take the risk that Masai took and call up the Pelicans and dare Anthony Davis to leave and say, you know what? Look what the Raptors did. They went all in, and Anthony Davis is not Kawhi Leonard.
No.
But those three teams wouldn't be dealing their best player for that player, which is what the Raptors did.
You know, the balance of power, and especially if Kawhi stays in Toronto, the balance of power has shifted to the East in a lot of ways, because you got Milwaukee there now, you got Philadelphia, an up-and-coming team. I don't know what the Celtics are. I don't know where they're at this point. Kyrie's going to leave. Who knows what your team's going to look like next year. It's almost like now, you know, the balance of power has kind of shifted to the East.
Well, I think that the
balance... Which is crazy to say from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think the balance of power in the NBA is wide open right now. I think logic tells you the team with the best chance to take the mantle would be the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
Because they've got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Unless Leonard stays, then who knows?
But you know what? Even if Kawhi stays, Kyle Lowry is not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Marc Gasol is not getting any younger. So I don't know what the future holds for the Toronto Raptors 2 years from now. I don't. This could be one of those, and we don't get a lot of this in the NBA. Sometimes we do.
One and done champion.
This could be a one and done champion like the Dallas Mavericks. It could be. And that's even if Kawhi stays, by the way.
Right.
Now, if Kawhi leaves, that's obvious.
Right. Well,
we know the deal.
Yeah, well.
But this is an incredibly exciting time, because maybe since Jordan left and we had the lockout between 98 and 99, maybe that'll be the last line here. This feels like the most wide-open new era of NBA. And for those who have complained, rightfully so at times, that it's too predictable, is it now?
No, it's a different world now. And how do injuries affect everything? I think that's, you got to look at that. Where does Kawhi Leonard go? Where does Anthony Davis go? There's a lot of different things that are, a lot of machinations going on
here. Yeah. Well, now the fun season really begins, because now it's about free agency, the draft,
right.
Trades.
Draft is next week, right? Thursday?
It's a week from yesterday, June 20th, the NBA draft.
Yep.
There is so much craziness that could happen, but I want to make something clear, because there's a friend of mine who texted me and said, if I was a Raptor fan, I would feel dirty. It's a tainted championship.
Oh, come on. Stop that.
There are no such things.
There's no such thing as tainted championships.
No.
The Raptors earned every bit of winning this title. They, even with the injuries to Golden State, they went into Oracle and they won all three games there. They won three road games against the Warriors. I mean, what are you talking about? There's no tainted. That's nonsense.
If the New York Jets are sitting in the AFC title game.
Let me ask you this question. Is the San Antonio Spurs, when they won their first title in 99, Patrick Ewing didn't play in the finals. Is that tainted because Ewing didn't play?
Or tainted because it was a shortened season?
Right.
I mean, you could use any argument you want.
Right. I mean, Patrick Ewing, the Knicks' best player, was not on the floor in that 99 finals. So was it a tainted championship? I don't think the Spurs are throwing it back, are they?
Look, I get it. If you've won a million titles in your life, to say, hey, that one was more special because of this, that's fine. But for someone like you that's waited a million years, someone like me that has nothing.
Yeah, that's just a stupid statement.
I would take an NBA title, an MLB World Series championship, a Super Bowl. I don't care how.
And part of it is that. Part of it is the attrition of these guys. Part of it is injuries when you really look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, these guys have played, let's be honest, Klay Thompson, especially Klay Thompson, even more so than Durant. How much basketball has Klay Thompson played? How many? The last 5 years has been in finals every year.
Yeah.
How much basketball has this guy played?
And he plays all the time.
Right. So let's not forget that.
No,
absolutely. That all factors into it.
Klay Thompson since his second year in the league has played at least 73 regular season games every single year.
And then you throw in the playoff. How many more playoff games is he playing? Yeah, that's another season almost.
He has played a total of 123 postseason games in his career. That's a year and a half.
Yeah.
And that's why, and you know this, man. I know I'm the minority when I say this. I love the NBA. I love opening night. I love every part of it. I will watch a full season. All right? I know a lot of people listening right now, yourself included.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I don't get into it until blah, blah, blah.
And it takes away when my team is just absolutely atrocious.
Absolutely. I get that.
Yep.
With that said, what this postseason should remind you between Kawhi Leonard's maintenance year and between these injuries is, Commissioner, you've got to shorten the regular season.
I couldn't agree with you more. You are dead on.
And that's coming from a guy like me that will watch every game, and I love it.
I couldn't agree. They should go to about 70 games. 70 is a nice number.
Maybe even less.
Well, look, if it was...
They won't do it,
but... 50 is probably an optimum number, but they're never going that low.
Because...
They're never going that low. You know that.
Because you know what, man? It affected the product.
Sure did.
You hit it on Klay Thompson. It takes its toll. The guy plays 75 games every year.
Playing basketball like that at the highest level, and all those games and high pressure games that Thompson's played in, five straight finals. Come on.
And
of
I'll
course
tell
it's
you.
Taken. LeBron too. Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves. LeBron, eight straight years in the finals, that took a toll on this guy. And that's why I say, look, I would never bet against LeBron. I don't know what LeBron is going forward now.
You'd have to think it took its toll.
Of course.
And what the Raptors taught you, and you can bet anything that a lot of other teams are going to follow it. I bet you my team follows it if they're any good. They're going
to
maintenance stay their star players. How could you say they shouldn't?
They have to. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you're saying it. I get the customer who says, come on, guys, I paid $185 for an NBA ticket. I expected to see blah, 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 and he's not playing. Well, you know what? The job of the coach isn't to make you happy. The job of the coach is to win a title.
Right. That's right.
And I know that next year, because clearly it's become obvious now, Kyrie Irving's going to be on my basketball team. I got to root for Kyrie
Irving. Looks that way, man. That's what everybody's saying anyway.
Well, one of my concerns about Kyrie is his health, right? Fair concern. You don't think in the middle of February, if the Nets are having a great year, I'll be saying to you, Joe, sit this guy.
Yeah. No, of course.
Sit him.
Of course.
I need him fresh. So
remember when people used to get on Popovich about that? Because he's really the first guy that kind of was really doing that.
He was right.
Of course, he's 100% right.
He was right. Pop's been right about a lot of things. What he was wrong about was the Kawhi Leonard trade and taking back a veteran like DeMar DeRozan. They should have gotten back young assets, but that's just me.
They had to get rid of Kawhi, though. He put their feet to the fire.
No, you're right.
He did.
So we'll get to your basketball calls, the finals, the future of this league, the Knicks and Nets. We'll get to the Met suspended game loss, because that's what it was.
Oh, what a disgrace. I there's nothing else I can say.
Well, we'll get
and
into
I can't
it.
Believe, and we'll get into it, because I can't believe it. You told me this morning when I came in that if they did not play that bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth inning, the Mets would have won.
They win.
And Alonzo's sitting there lobbying with the rain coming down. Oh, let's play.
I don't think he understands the rules.
Oh, my God.
I really don't.
I didn't realize that, to be honest.
Yeah. Why would they suspend it? You know how annoyed I get about the official game?
Yeah,
well, it's an official game.
That's true. It would have been eight full innings. You're right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The Yankees
had I feel for Jake DeGrom.
He gets hosed all the time.
Every time.
I said this last year. I'll say it again. His teammates play baseball as if they hate him. That they just they hate the guy. Because that's how they play around
him.
They
don't score enough runs or the bullpen gives it up.
Yeah.
You take your pick.
Take your pick indeed. And we'll get to the Yankees, who also had a bad loss.
They did.
They had
a little bit of a tailspin, the Yankees.
They're struggling right now, no doubt.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.